I'm Michael Lippin, and this is Voice of America's VOA China 360, a weekly podcast looking at how China influences the rest of the world and how China is influenced by the world. This week, there is growing speculation that members of China's minority Uyghur group were responsible for a first-of-its-kind suicide bombing against a Chinese embassy. The August 30th attack on the embassy in the Kyrgyz capital Bishkek killed only the bomber, who rammed his vehicle into the building's gate. It also wounded several Kyrgyz security guards. 5 days later, there still was no word from Kyrgyz or Chinese authorities about who carried out the bombing. Neither had there been any publicized claim of responsibility. But suspicions have fallen on China's Uyghurs, a Turkic-speaking and mostly Muslim ethnic group based in western China's Xinjiang region that borders Kyrgyzstan. Many Uyghurs accuse Beijing of persecution and turning them into a minority in their homeland by flooding it with Han Chinese settlers. China has said it grants Uyghurs wide-ranging freedoms. So who exactly is accusing the Uyghurs of being involved in the Bishkek blast? I put that question to Raffaello Pantucci, Director of International Security Studies at London's Royal United Services Institute.
I think that the coverage we have seen has come from the Chinese press and the Chinese commentariat and some local press. And in the Chinese commentariat, we have seen quite a few people speculate, and these people who are speculating are quite prominent sort of experts in the subject, suggesting it might be Turkestani forces, which usually is a word for Uyghurs in Chinese. And within Central Asia, we've seen a couple of Kyrgyz institutions or news reporters suggest that it might be Uyghurs.
By Turkestani forces, Pantucci was referring to militant Uyghur Muslims who call Xinjiang East Turkestan and formed the East Turkestan Islamic Movement to try to break away from China. In the early 2000s, Kyrgyz authorities blamed those Uyghur separatists for two deadly attacks in Bishkek, one that killed two Chinese diplomats and another that killed a Chinese consul and his driver. But those attacks were more than a decade ago. So why would suspicions fall on Uyghur militants again? In more recent years, minority Uyghurs in Xinjiang have engaged in several rounds of deadly confrontations with majority Han Chinese. Those confrontations escalated in 2014, with Uyghur militants carrying out knife and bomb attacks in Xinjiang's capital Urumqi and killing more than 40 people. Chinese authorities also have blamed Uyghurs for assaults on civilians in other parts of the country, including Beijing in 2013 and Kunming in 2014. But have there been any signs of Uyghur militants spreading their activities beyond China?
There's more and more Uyghur militants moving into Syria, and they're being radicalized.
Sean Roberts is a professor of international affairs at George Washington University in the U.S. capital. He says some Uyghurs have been going abroad to escape the Chinese government's counter-terrorism crackdown in Xinjiang.
They're not necessarily militants when they leave China, but they're moving through Southeast Asia on human trafficking networks, and it appears that more and more are being recruited by various radical groups, whether it's in Southeast Asia or in Turkey or in Syria.
Robert says he believes hundreds of Uyghurs have joined Islamists fighting in Syria's civil war.
The information that I've been able to get from one person I interviewed who was in Syria and other people who were speaking with Uyghurs who were going to Syria was that the reason they're going to Syria is to get combat experience, and that they hope to at some point be able to liberate what they perceive as their homeland inside China.
Pantucci of the Royal United Services Institute says evidence of Uyghur involvement in the Syrian conflict is substantial.
A very consistent number of videos and messages that are emerging from the battlefield in Syria, where we're seeing that there's substantial numbers of Uyghurs who are fighting alongside predominantly groups like Jabhat al-Nusra and Ahrar al-Sham, some of the Salafi jihadi groups fighting in Syria against the Assad regime. So that seems to be where the majority of the Uyghurs are fighting on the battlefield in Syria are fighting. However, we have also seen through various leaks of Islamic State documents that there are, you know, at least 100 or 200 sort of fighters who are fighting alongside the group called IS or Islamic State, who appear to have links or appear to be individuals from the Uyghur community.
Pantucci says the presence of Uyghur fighters in ongoing conflicts like those in Syria and Afghanistan shows Uyghur militancy is becoming an international problem.
Within that context, we're seeing an interesting situation where sort of a terrorism problem that China used to face within the country is starting to export itself and exporting itself in a very violent way.
Another place where Uyghur militancy has appeared to export itself is Thailand. Thai authorities blamed Uyghurs for a 2015 bombing that killed 20 people at a Bangkok shrine popular with Chinese tourists. Pantucci says the risk of Chinese people being subjected to terrorism abroad is growing as more of them travel to unstable nations and do business with them.
When we think about the attack in Bishkek, or we think about the attack in Thailand, or we think about some earlier incidents that we've seen where Chinese nationals have sort of fallen foul of terrorist organizations, we can see that China is no longer seen as a sort of benign power who people will just sort of disregard and move on from, but it's very much seen as a major power who these terrorist organizations may try to find themselves trying to profit from attacking in some way, shape, or form. And that is sort of transforming the general vision of China.
George Washington University professor Roberts says the role of Uyghurs in the terrorist threat facing China is relatively small. He believes many of the hundreds who traveled to Syria will die fighting before they can try to carry out attacks like the one in Bishkek.
The greater threat to China from terrorism is that groups besides the Uyghurs also begin identifying China as an enemy of Islam, essentially, for particularly some of the policies that the state has adopted vis-a-vis Islam in Xinjiang over the last several years. And, you know, it's possible that the bombing was not done by a Uyghur at all, but it may have been done by somebody who was sympathetic to the problems the Uyghurs face in Xinjiang.
The Bishkek bombing also got Chinese netizens talking on social media blogging site Weibo. Some users blamed the attack on the United States and other Western powers, accusing them of trying to get China involved in their conflicts with Islamist militants. Others saw a more direct connection to the situation in Xinjiang. One wrote, "Terrorists launched the attack in Central Asia to awaken other terrorists in Xinjiang. As soon as that happens, our country is going to lose its peacefulness forever." Another Weibo user said, "It's most probable that those separatists in Xinjiang are responsible for the Bishkek attack. They chose to launch it right on our doorstep so that the whole world would pay attention to the so-called Xinjiang issue." The user also suggested the attack could disturb China's One Belt, One Road strategy to develop a trade route through Central Asia to Europe. How big a threat do you think China faces from international terrorism? Share your opinions on Twitter at @VOAChina360 and on my Facebook profile, Michael.Lippin, as well as on YouTube at youtube.com/mlippin and on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/VOA-English. I also invite you to listen to this podcast on iTunes. Just do a search for VOA China360 and subscribe. Before I go, I'd like to thank VOA intern Mingmin Xuan for her research for this report. That's it from me for this time. I'll be back next week with another VOA China 360. Hope you can join me then.